The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to the Anton Savage Show. Anna Daly in for Anton today. Now, the Big Grill, Europe's biggest barbecue festival, is coming to the Herbert Park in Dublin next week. It can only mean one thing. Dublin is about to play host to some of the world's biggest and best chefs. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of them now, Canada Penn, the chef behind Cambodian restaurant Mama Penn, which is one of London's only Cambodian restaurants. Canada, are you with me?
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Hi. You all geared up for your visit next week?
I'm so excited. So excited to be in Dublin for my second visit. I was there 2 years ago, also at Big Grill, but cooking with some friends at the time.
Okay. So you've done something right. They're bringing you back.
Yes. Yeah, yes, I hope so.
So tell me about the restaurant. You're the only Cambodian restaurant in London. How is that possible?
I think we haven't had our time just yet. So, okay. You know, we've seen the likes of Vietnamese, Thai restaurants, Filipino restaurants and other such cuisines having their time. And I think it's only a matter of time. And I think it's a good time to be Cambodian at the moment. And we're slowly gaining recognition on the international stage.
So give us an idea of some of the most popular dishes, I suppose, or a typical Cambodian dish.
Yeah, so we have a dish on the menu that's, I would call it, a perfect intro to Cambodian flavours. It's our sour pineapple curry. Ooh. And I made that to be accessible to everyone. So it's completely vegan. And it's got that perfect balance of salty, savoury, spice and sweet. And it's made with a base of our national spice base called kurung, which is rich in lemongrass, turmeric, galangal. And it's just wonderfully fragrant. And it's the lifeblood of the cuisine. So you'll find that in the multitude of dishes in Cambodia.
Is Cambodian cuisine generally very spicy on the scale?
No, I wouldn't say very spicy. You know, it definitely walks that line in between our neighbours, Vietnam and Thailand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to the layman, you'd describe the cuisine as sitting geographically in between those two and sharing, you know, fragrant broth from Vietnam and a little bit of spice from Thailand. But obviously we've got that rich culinary heritage that stands in its own right as well.
Of course. Okay. So is there a typical customer coming to Mama Penn?
No, we've got a varied customer base, actually. You know, fortunately I've had quite a few Cambodians visit as well. And, you know, we're based in Soho in London. So we've got a lot of office workers visit. And then on the weekend, we get a lot of tourist trade as well.
Yeah. And the thing about London is, because I go over and back for work a little bit, like they make use of, and this is a total generalization, but, you know, I think in Dublin in particular, we can almost skip lunch sometimes, as in you have it at your desk. Whereas I think a lot of people in London, particularly corporate London, make a point of going out and going out somewhere nice for lunch.
Yeah. And I think that's, that's my back. I'm from a corporate background.
Yes. So
I worked in media and advertising for around about 13 years. And, that was very much part of the culture, is that business lunching, get to see people and be convivial over, you know, course of a few hours. And so, it's still very much part of the scene in London as well.
So you were doing those corporate lunches and you had a moment, obviously, because there was a big career pivot for you, wasn't there, Canada?
Yeah. And, I did that, like I said, did that for about 13 years. It was a very high pressure job. So, you know, at certain points, my mental fragility was tested. So I came to a point where I thought I needed to make a change, took some time off and then I just thought I'd try to do another stressful job.
Yeah. Into the restaurant business, which is known. I mean, it's associated with, you know, a stressful environment, the heat of the kitchen, the pressure. In fact, on a serious note, we've had multiple restaurants recently in Ireland close down. Really high, I'm sure you're well aware, really high profile restaurants that would have been open for generations. It's a very, very tough time for restaurants, I would say. Do you feel that in London, or is it just thriving?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I think, we've witnessed some high-profile restaurants, to name one, Le Gavroche, by the Michel Roux Jr. You know, some giants in the industry have taken the decision to close. And, you know, it's definitely a time when we're walking the tightrope for small businesses here. So I think, you know, summer's always a testing time as well. You know, we can get less customer due to the heat. And, you know, sometimes we're pining for the colder months. And I think, it's a very testing time in the moment, but we try to stay positive. Mm-hmm. And we try to do, you know, what we do best is just to make good food and make good experiences for people.
And pricing is hugely important, isn't it? Because you want to make sure people feel like they're getting value for money.
Yeah. And I think that at Mama Pen, that, you know, we do that very well. We keep the prices accessible, so people can come and have a bit of everything when they come to eat. And it's very much a sharing concept. So you'll come and you know, you'll be able to try a bit of everything, and that certainly won't break the bank.
Were you cooking? I know you were working in advertising and marketing for a lot of your career into your late 30s, was it, Canada?
Yeah, that's right. Tender age of 37.
Yeah, listen, career pivots are fantastic. Do you have any regrets in terms of, you know, the change?
No, not at all. You know, there's certain points when I missed my corporate salary.
And the security.
Yeah. So, you know, you kind of go in hospitality, you know, even as a business owner, you can sort of working from week to week and, you know, just trying to do best for you can for what you can for your employees and making sure we've got enough to pay everyone at the end of the month, making sure we're paying people fairly, you know, we're not working people too hard. And, you know, it was a calculated risk for me to come into hospitality and, you know, it seems to be paid off. I'm definitely, I think, a better cook than I was a media executive.
And tell me this, when you go home, because I've spoken to various restaurateurs and chefs over the years, and, you know, I always expect them to be cooking up a storm at home, and quite the opposite happens. Are you the same?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a snob. So I'm definitely not a snob. When I get home, sometimes I'll pull something out of the freezer.
You're not doing a drive through McDonald's on the way home or anything, though, are you?
No. Definitely not. I think, you know, my girlfriend also works in hospitality, so we rarely have much free time together. So, you know, what time we do have together, you know, we'll spend a nice bit of time cooking a meal, but a lot of the time it's some convenient stuff that we've got in the fridge.
Of course. Yeah. Life is busy and you know, you have to factor that in, don't you? So your visit to Dublin next week, tell us about the Big Grill for anyone. I've never been to it before, and listeners who are tuning in who are thinking about going, what can they expect, Canada?
So you can expect that to be in a massive park. So Herbert Park in Ballsbridge in Dublin. And, you know,
which is a beautiful location in itself, actually.
Location. Yeah, and if you've ever been to any kind of music festival before, the setup will be kind of similar, but we've got chefs as the headliners, and you know, these are some of the finest live fire cooking chefs in the world, in fact. So I'm really in awe of the lineup that they've created this year, and you know, I feel very, very humbled to be part of that. We've got, you know, chefs coming all the way from America, chefs with Michelin stars coming all the way from America to cook, and it's just going to be an amazing display of a very varied amount of cuisines as well. So it's going to be very exciting.
And I think that's important, isn't it? You know, a taste of all of the different countries and flavours, because people go to these food festivals to, I suppose, push themselves out of the comfort zone that they're in already, try something new.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the first time I was there in Dublin, you know, we were fortunate enough to be cooking alongside some very, very exciting chefs. You know, you've got the likes of Raina, Bahay, Hang Dai, and they're all, you know, and they're all very lovely to us, you know, visiting chefs from London, and we had such a good time.
Brilliant. So you've made some chefy restaurant friends over here.
Yeah, hope so, and hope to make some more next week when we come over.
Yes. So if our listeners are chatting to you next week, what will you be serving up, or what can they expect?
So we've got wonderfully fragrant Cambodian spice chicken, again with using that spice paste that I talked about earlier, and then we'll have that with some Cambodian coconut corn. We'll be grilling some corn over the coals, and then mixing that through with some reduced coconut milk and some spring onion, and then serving that as a sauce over the chicken. It's going to be lovely.
Well, you're selling it to me already. I'm hungry listening to you, Canada. That is Canada Pen from Mama Pen, the Cambodian restaurant in Soho in London. I hope you have a wonderful weekend in Dublin. Enjoy it. And maybe we'll pop down and have a look as well. It's the Big Grill. It's Europe's biggest barbecue festival, and it's in the Herbert Park next weekend, all of next weekend. Thank you, Canada. Look after yourself.
Thanks, Anna. Take care.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.